In Britain, Tony Blair is facing a growing political rebellion. At issue is when he plans to step down as Prime Minister. Today, seven junior members of his government quit in protest, saying the uncertainty over Blair's plans is damaging the ruling Labour Party. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Tony Blair might be regretting the promise he made that he would not stand again in a general election. He said it just before he was re-elected for a historic third term in May last year. Perhaps inevitably, just 16 months into that term, voices were raised saying he should name the date. Trying to head off more speculation, a top Blair ally gave an interview yesterday hinting that Blair would step down within a year. But that didn't seem to quell the stirrings of dissent within the Labour Party. And today, seven Labour members of Parliament, including a junior defence minister, stepped down from their government posts in protest. One of the MPs, Wayne David, denied it was a betrayal of the Prime Minister.
It's not a case of me turning against the Prime Minister, and I think Tony Blair's done a fantastic job for this country. I still support him as Prime Minister now. But I really think when we look towards the future, the Labour Party really does need to renew itself. And the only way we can do that effectively, in my view, is if we have a different leader in place.
Tony Blair could go on as leader until the next election, likely to take place in 2009. But he's promised to allow his successor time to settle in. That is likely to be Finance Minister Gordon Brown, a man with whom Blair is known not to be particularly close and who's known to feel that Blair has stayed too long already. In the swirl of Westminster politics, where it's always hard to tell fact from gossip and spin, there's even been a suggestion that today's resignations had been orchestrated by the Brown camp in order to force Tony Blair's hand. Blair loyalists have played down today's resignations, saying those involved are minor figures. At least for now, the Prime Minister does seem to have the support of senior Labour Party colleagues. David Blunkett is a former Home Secretary.
Well, there are a handful of people who want the Prime Minister to go now, and whilst I respect their view, I think it is basically not on. It's tantamount to stabbing the Prime Minister in the back, having won a third unique parliamentary term.
That's how parliamentary politics works here. There's another famous example of a recent British Prime Minister brought down not by the electorate but by party colleagues. That was, of course, Margaret Thatcher, who left Downing Street in tears after nearly 11 years in power. Some of the accusations against her, that she'd lost touch with the electorate after too long in power, for instance, are also being levelled at Tony Blair. One person rubbing his hands with glee is the leader of the newly resurgent Conservative Party, David Cameron, currently on a visit to India.
All I can say is I'm in India meeting the country's leaders, talking about the big challenges that our world faces, and back at home we've got a government that is falling apart and fighting each other. We need an end to this uncertainty, we need it quickly, and above all we need a government that can provide strong and positive leadership for our country's future.
The Prime Minister has weathered plenty of calls for him to step aside, and it looks like he'll try to weather this one too, since the general public don't seem to be quite as worked up about when Tony Blair goes as the British media. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.